This is the first year we're doing something like this, and I'm kind of excited about it. Are you guys?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, the heart of SFBC is one of evangelism and mission, both locally and in our global world as well. Just as God loved the neighbor, we are to love the neighbor. Just as God loved the nations, we're to love the nations. So tonight we take up arms, not only to have a great service or a great moment. I do love great services, great moments. I love times of community. But tonight we join together this evening in solidarity with all of humanity across the globe to pursue world mission, both by spreading the name of Jesus and by spreading love and care to those around us. We come together tonight to let Jesus invade our hearts, not so we can keep it to ourselves, but so that we can see the love of God invade the hearts of others. I will be very short. We have a few other speakers this evening, but tonight I'm going to be focusing myself on the global mission of God, and that's what I'm going to be sharing about. And the title of my message can be, We Are Family. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, We are family. I know as soon as you probably heard We Are Family, you wanted to continue singing the song. We are family. That's all I know to the song. And you are not going to get me to sing this evening. But honestly, in today's society, we identify more by our occupation and what we do than by our family. Think about it. You meet somebody, the first question after getting to know maybe their name is, what do you do? What do you do? Family's no longer an important part of who we are, not as it used to be. And imagine if our immediate family isn't important as it used to be, how less important is our Christian family? Identity is an important part of our lives. The identity of who we have defines how we do things, how we think, and how we act in this world. It defines who we associate with and who we don't associate with. How do you define yourself? How do you see yourself? And in the broader sense, how would you define Christians? How you define Christians and see them in this world impacts your entire life. It creates either an inclusivist mentality or an exclusivist, an in-group and an out-crowd. Creates cliques. Before I talk about our family at SFBC, I want to make one important point, a point that is vital to our function and vital to every believer, every single believer. And that point we've said time and time again, but it's God loves the nations. God loves diversity. In Genesis 12, I think I have the verses for you. It says, Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. Verse 2, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Then moving to Revelation chapter 7, which I've shared a few times, it says, After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. You see from these two verses that from the dawn of creation until eternity, God loved and will forever love the nations. If you understand and agree with this, there's an outward expression of it. If God loved the nations, we must love the nations as well. And here at SFBC, we don't only love the nations, we have the nations right before us, right? Just look around. But as there's a multiplicity of nations in this room, over 20 nations represented at SFBC, We must join in solidarity together. Solidarity is defined as a unity based on shared vision of valuing one another and working together, despite differences, for the common good. Unfortunately, the reality is that we create fences in our lives. We label others by gender, by race, their denomination, and indeed these labels divide. But we can't do this. We must join together. Quote says, "We therefore should bind ourselves to the image of God in them." We must find the image of God in our neighbors, in our brothers and sisters in Christ, and reconcile to them. Becky was sharing in her opening prayer about our vertical reconciliation with God. But let me make an important statement. Vertical reconciliation with God through Jesus should lead to a horizontal reconciliation with those around us. As we are reconciled to Jesus, we must begin starting the reconciliation process with the rest of humanity. We live in a broken and fallen world. For example, Jesus came to reconcile the Jew first and then the Gentile. But as you see him coming, the Jews began a reconciliation process with the Gentiles around them, with the rest of the world. They longed to be in communion with them. I think even the Tower of Babel is a typology of this. As they tried to build a tower vertically to God, God does what? But send them out and spread them out across this world. But if you look back in that Genesis verse I read in Genesis 12, the Lord said something to Abram. He said, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Imagine the impact of this statement. He's telling this soul man to leave your country, leave your family, leave your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you, I will yet show you. He doesn't even know where he's going yet. He says, go. He says, leave your country and go somewhere else. Spread out across this world. In the same, we are called to leave our people group, to reach others, to sometimes leave our country, leave our family, leave our kindred, all for the sake of the gospel. We're called to join in solidarity with every tribe of this world, even if they're not here with us. We have a lot of international students, and I'll ask you specifically, did you come all the way from your own country, some as missionaries even sitting in this room, to stay within your own people group? Or did you come to spread out, to go to the nations and spread the name of Christ? This is a type of the Great Commission we're all called to go and to reach the nations. And again, the nations are right here. Imagine what would happen if we didn't only talk about this diversity, we didn't just come together and worship in unity as different nations, but we actually worked together in spreading the gospel. Not just a unity in worship, but a unity in our work, in our gospel spreading. It would be amazing. And I will make this comment that unity doesn't look to erase differences. As you read from Revelation 7, every tribe, every tongue, every nation, even in heaven, there'll still be differences, and God loves it. I've been talking about how we must embrace our global Christianity here at SFBC as we see the nations, but I'm not just talking about SFBC here this evening. I'm talking about our brothers and sisters in Christ. We must join in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. Christianity is no longer a Western concept. It is a global religion that reaches every tribe, every tongue, and every nation. And Christians all around the world are part of the same Christian family. A quote says, "We are north, south, east, and west, all part of the same family. We all need each other." We can agree that we're all part of this global family of Jesus Christ. But when it comes down to practice or even one simple difference from our brother and sister, we reject them and say they're no longer family. We say that we have the authentic faith in Christ and they do not. How did we become so prideful? I believe we must take division seriously. When you commune with brothers and sisters, differences cannot be more important than whether they are part of the family of God. It's stated that we have over 41,000 denominations just in the U.S. quote from Christina Cleveland says, "The primary problem is that our identities are too small. We tend to rely mostly on our smaller cultural identities and ignore our larger common identity as members of the family of Christ." God loves and embraces the whole world. And that fact must find expression in the forms of Christian fellowship. Nothing will be consistent with the gospel except a form of corporate Christian life, which enables Christian love and concern to overleap every barrier of place, race, creed, and party, and to express itself in the relevant ways everywhere. Timothy Tennant continually talks about the shared sense of family that we as Christians all have. Sometimes this solidarity, it's hard to define what it looks like. And forgive me, Becky, I didn't ask for your permission earlier, but Becky shared a story in my class, actually this morning, of her going to a conference, and there was this one Englishman, and she's birthed out of a family of slavehood, indentured slaves, and she was a slave to people just like this man. And she encounters him, and he just starts weeping. He just starts weeping, and reconciliation happens. Even if you're not the offender, we can join in solidarity with the pain that others are facing across this world. Even amongst non-Christians, there's at least one commonality we all have, and that's we're humans. And as Christians, we also must fight for human dignity. And as we do, the world will begin to take notice of what Christians are doing. John Oxenham writes in one of his hymns, "In Christ, there is no east or west, in him, no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth." As we begin embracing common humanity, we must begin to dialogue with non-Christians in order to make Christ known. And as we dialogue with others, God is glorified. Leslie Newbegin says, "If we are doing what we ought to be doing as Christians, the dialogue will be initiated by our partners, not even by ourselves." Our dialogue must also be missional, and not just simply dialogue, but it must point them to the cross. We also must care about the injustices across this world. Christian or not, we should stop injustice and speak out when we see it happening to another. And again, when we do, the world will begin to take notice. As I begin to wrap up, I'd just like everybody to stand. SFBC, I have one phrase for you to remember tonight, and that's, we are family, without the rest of the song. But in reality, we are all family. The Christian bond that we have should tie us all together stronger than we can even believe. And not just with those here in this room, but with those across the world. We should join hands in solidarity, even for those halfway across the world, interceding for those we don't know, interceding for those suffering day in and day out that we don't even know their name. Despite our ethnic background, despite our gender, and get this, even despite our denominational background, would you join hands together with your neighbor? Would you do it in an act of solidarity of Christianity across this globe and pray with me? Dear Father, I just give you thanks for this evening, Lord God. I pray for the nations, Lord God. We intercede for those suffering, for those hurting, and for those who don't know your name across this world, Lord God. We pray that they would come to know you, Lord God. We pray that their suffering could be alleviated, Lord God. Dear Father, I pray for all those missionaries, all those nations working across the world in tough and treacherous situations, one where it's against the law to speak your name, Lord God. I uplift those workers across this world right now. I pray for all the missionaries suffering in prison and jail, Lord God, all for the sake that your name can be glorified, Lord. Dear Father, Lord God, let tonight not be about us. Let it not be about us, Lord God, because your mission, your global mission, is so much bigger than we can even see, Lord. Dear Father, Lord God, let your presence come here this evening, Lord God, and that as we intercede for the nations, that you would do a work, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, even if we don't even hear of the work that happens, Lord God, that we would sit here in joy and in intercession, Lord God, praying for those around the world, Lord God. Dear Father, let us have an understanding that despite the differences we have, that we're all family in Christ and that we all will come to know you, Lord God, one day in heaven, Lord. Dear Father, break down barriers between us all, whether it's hierarchy, whether it's race, whether it's ethnicity, whether it's gender, Lord God, break it apart and let us join together as one as we lift up your name in worship, Lord. Amen.